You're listening to a podcast from AsianEfficiency.com. I'm Aaron.
I'm Tan.
And today we're going to be talking about productive morning rituals. So what is a morning ritual? A morning ritual describes what you do from the time that you wake up until the point where you start your day, whether that's at work or elsewhere. It's basically your default autopilot way to start every single day. Now, the word ritual, I guess, has certain connotations to it, and if this was the corporate world, we'd probably call this a morning routine or a morning process, but in our personal lives, the word ritual tends to fit better. It also comes from the book, The Powerful Engagement, by Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz, where I believe they coined the term rituals to describe this morning routine that we go through.
So why is this important? The important things about morning rituals is that they put you in autopilot mode once you have those going on for you. Just like you don't have to think when you brush your teeth, if you have a morning ritual you've done too many times, then you really don't have to think about them every time you wake up because they become a part of you. Now the thing is, to get a new morning ritual, you have to do them every single day for at least 30 days. So if you want to wake up earlier every single morning, guess what? You'll have to do that at least in 30 consecutive days.
Yeah, it's basically designed to get you from, you know, your groggy, I just woke up state to extremely productive without too much effort and too much thought. The obvious point is that it makes you more productive. The less obvious point is that it paces you for the rest of the day. It gives you enough energy and puts you in the zone until about at least the mid-afternoon. And it avoids that early morning crash that a lot of people have.
Yeah, so when you really think about it, if you have a morning ritual that puts you in a good state, in a good mood every single morning, well, guess what? The rest of the day is going to be so much easier to go through. Like, if you have mornings where it's up and down a lot, so you wake up sometimes and you're not really in the mood to do things. Sometimes you wake up all happy and you're, like, on top of the world. Sometimes you're in the middle. The reality is, those effects of how you wake up are compounding throughout the whole day. So you wake up all upset, you're all angry, then, you know, by putting on your slippers, if they don't go on right away, then you get upset even more. You know, you brush your teeth and you got the toothpaste, then you get even more angry. And that compounding effect will have negative results throughout the whole day. So by having a morning ritual where every single day you wake up and you go through this process where you make yourself feel good, you go through the things that do good things to your body, then the rest of the day is going to be so much easier.
All right, to kick this off, we're going to walk through our morning rituals just to give you guys an idea of what they look like.
So my ritual is, as soon as I wake up, I drink one bottle of water. And the reason behind this is that when we go to sleep, I sleep about seven and a half hours a day. So my body goes through 7.5 hours without any water. So I get really dehydrated when I wake up. And our body consists mostly of water. So you always want to make sure that as soon as you wake up, you drink a lot of water. Now the next thing I do is I do 10 push-ups. Now the reason I do this, and this may sound crazy, is because when I do those 10 push-ups, I wake myself up. I get the blood flowing through my body. Like, I can literally roll out of bed and then do 10 push-ups and then feel right awake. And I also go to the gym, and I do those on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Now, if I go to the gym, then my breakfast will be different than when I go on days when I don't go to the gym. So when I do go to the gym, I like to eat like a protein-rich breakfast and a little bit of carbs, and usually I'll eat some fruit before I head out. Now, on days when I don't go to the gym, what I like to do instead is read on my iPad or Kindle and get some reading done, maybe watch some TED Talks, just to kind of like give myself a little bit of information that I like to use, because I always like getting new information, learning things about what's happening in the world, educate myself a little bit more, and read about things that I enjoy. Now, another thing I like to do then is when I eat breakfast, I catch up on Facebook. Because when I eat breakfast, there's not that much focus that I need to have. So if you want to do multitasking, make sure that when you do multitask is that you do an activity that doesn't require much focus or brain power. So that's why I like eating breakfast over Facebook. Then another thing I like to do is a little bit of meditation. Meditation, you know, may sound complicated or woo-woo, but it's really not. All you have to do is sit down straight, make sure that you close your eyes, and all you do is trying to focus on your breathing. So try to see when you exhale, when you inhale, and focus on the rhythm. You do that for at least about 8 minutes every single day. Now, when you first start off doing this, it may feel really crazy. It may feel really weird to you, because this has happened to me too. When the first time I did it, my mind went just haywire. It went crazy. All these thoughts come up, and I have to do this today. Tomorrow I have to do that. Oh, I'm supposed to go on this date. Oh, I have to get this work done. But where you want to get at is, after you do this so many times, you'll get to a point where your mind is really calm and there's no thoughts going. And when you reach that point, that's when you know that you are meditating. And you want to do that every single day so that you clear your mind and then start the day. So after I meditate, what I do is I go into the bathroom, take a shower, and get changed, get ready. And once I'm all ready, that's when I go to my task manager and see, okay, what's ahead of today? What do I need to get done today? And before I head out, I usually like to sync my gadgets. So I have my iPhone, my Mac, and my iPad, and Kindle. It all synced up. Once that is done, then that's when I start my day.
Yeah, I actually have a pretty similar morning ritual. I start out by drinking half a liter of water. That's 16 ounces if you live in North America. Then use the washroom. And as opposed to 10, I actually like to write in my journal before I get my body moving. The main reason for this is before I go to sleep at night, I'll usually give my brain a problem to solve or something to think about, and whatever my immediate thoughts are when I'm waking up, I'm kind of still half asleep, half awake, and I'll usually get all those down on paper first. What I then do is I take a look at my goals every single day, and I also look at my task list so I know what I have to do for the day ahead. I then like to review affirmations, and you know, these don't really have to be heavy, hardcore self-help affirmations. They're just certain things I like to remind myself of, and certain questions I like to ask myself every single morning. The reason for this being that, you know, reality is compounding. The more you think about something, the more it actually becomes reality. And then do a tiny bit of stretching, just to remind my body that yes, I am awake and I am getting on with the rest of my day. I'll check my Facebook and my email for about 10 minutes, and then I'll have breakfast, over which time I usually either listen to audiobooks or watch a short 15 to 20 minute TED talk. Then I'll get changed, and it's time to start my day. So, the thing about morning rituals is that there are some pretty common elements to all productive morning rituals. The first one is that you absolutely must drink water when you wake up. Tan already said, you know, you're sleeping for 7 to 9 hours, or at least you should be. And when you wake up, you're dehydrated and you need to replenish the fluids in your body. So the first thing is to always drink water when you wake up. Using the bathroom, that's pretty self-explanatory. Having a good breakfast is also an essential part of productive morning rituals. Now, we're not nutritional experts, so, you know, do double check this and get your own advice. But as a general rule, having varieties of food and having lighter foods is usually better than having a heavy meal in the morning. And by lighter foods, I have fruit, I have whole grain cereals, and blended smoothies. Now, I live in Asia where a lot of people in the morning will have something really heavy, like fried noodles or rice and chicken or something. And I don't know, I have a feeling that that actually correlates to statistical data where work productivity is actually lower in Asia. Might have something to do with it, might not. But I found that when I eat something light, something that digests quickly, I can get on with the rest of my day a lot easier. Another common element of productive morning rituals is reviewing your goals and your day ahead. Now, if you have a task manager or a task list, this makes this really easy. You just take a glance at it, you mentally map out in your mind what it is you're going to do that day, and then you actually get on with the rest of your day and start doing it. Another common element is checking your email and your Facebook or your social media networks. Now, if at all possible, you want to delay this until you've done the most important big task of your day. One reason to check it first would be if it's critical to your business. And by this, we mean, you know, if you happen to run servers and data centers where every single minute counts, yeah, check your email and your Facebook. Now, we like to check our email and our Facebook before we start our day, but the reason we do this is that we're pretty good at minimizing the amount of time that we spend on it. And we can usually clear out everything in about 10 minutes. And we know that after that 10 minutes, it's not going to drag on into 30 and 40 and eventually hours.
Now, some common mistakes with productive morning rituals are a lot of them are too long for most people. What you want to make sure of is that your morning ritual is long enough to get you started, to put yourself in a good mood and get yourself into a state where you know that it's going to be a good day and you are going to get work done. So a 4-hour morning ritual is way too long, whereas 10 minutes is way too short. So from our experience, it takes about 1 hour, 2 hours max to get a good morning ritual going on. You know, this will depend too. Like, if you like exercising in the morning, you go to the gym a lot, then obviously your morning ritual is probably going to be about 2 hours. But if you don't work out on the day, then your morning ritual will probably be around an hour or so.
Yeah.
Another one is when you skip it when you're traveling. And this is a really big issue because we both travel a lot for our work and for our side businesses. And so it's really easy to get sidetracked because a lot of times you don't have the things around you that you're comfortable with and you're in a new environment, a lot of things are at home. So it's really easy to get sidetracked and skip your morning ritual. But that's not the path you want to go. So you want to make sure that when you're traveling, you always do your morning ritual, no matter what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I just got on a 24-hour flight here to Las Vegas, and when I got up this morning, I went through my usual 1-hour morning ritual. Something related to that is if you've had a big night out the day before, you've been out partying, it doesn't matter what time you wake up, do your morning ritual. You know, whether you wake up at 6 a.m. or 2 p.m., it's something you want to do every day. The main reason for one is that it's a habit, and if you break that habit, it becomes a lot harder to continue it into the future. Now, the big and most common mistake with morning rituals is not sticking to it. You know, we know that it takes 30 days to really form a habit in our minds, at which point it becomes automatic and reality starts to compound. So when you're starting out with your productive morning ritual, you want to make sure that you do it for 30 days to begin with, after which it becomes second nature to you, and it's just something you do when you get up every morning. So to take away from this, you know, how do you go about making your own productive morning ritual? Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to take out a blank piece of paper or load up a text program on your computer and use the framework that we've just given you. You know that every morning you have to drink water, you have to use the washroom, you have to have a good breakfast, you should look at your goals and tasks, and at some point you have to check your email and your social networks. Using this, start building your own productive morning ritual. Work out what pieces make you go from groggy to awake in the morning and build them into your morning ritual. And by all means, you know, feel comment on this article, send us an email, send us a message on Twitter, and let us know how it goes. Let us know if you find things that you feel should be part of every single morning ritual.
Thanks for listening to an audio podcast on productive morning rituals by Tan and Aaron from AsianEfficiency.com.